Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Doubt in the second inning today.
Ouch.
Ooh, 282, 90-10. We don't need to make America great again. It's already great. Not perfect, but great. So with that in mind, favorite goosebump-raising patriotic moments from sports in my lifetime. It's often when the world turns most serious that sport provides the venue to stand united. 2013, 5 days after the Boston Marathon bombing, David Ortiz stands in front of a sold-out crowd at Fenway Park and says, "This is our bleeping city, and nobody's going to dictate our freedom. Stay strong." Only Big Poppy did not say bleeping. The FCC chairman said, "I stand with Big Poppy." 1996 Atlanta. Somehow everyone involved keeps a secret. Muhammad Ali, Olympic gold medalist, world champion boxer, civil rights activist, takes the torch and lights the flame. Athletes there said they could feel the stadium shake. Same Olympics. The Magnificent Seven can clinch the United States' first team gold, but Carrie Strug must vault with two torn ligaments in her ankle. Strug somehow sprints, nails the vault, and lands on one leg. Bella Caroli had to carry Strug to the medal stand. Gold medal stand. 2001, 10 days after the nightmare attacks of 9/11, the Mets play ball just a few miles from ground zero. Fans appear glum until the eighth inning. Down one, Mike Piazza hits a two-run homer. The Mets come back to win, and fans find something to cheer. A few weeks later, game three of the World Series. President Bush walks to the mound like he owns the place. No security alongside, the president wearing a New York firefighter's fleece as the crowd cheers, everyone putting aside politics. And then Bush throws a strike, followed by chants of USA. 2002, the Arizona Cardinals offer Pat Tillman nearly $4 million, but Tillman wants to serve his country, saying, quote, "I haven't really done a damn thing as far as laying myself on the line." Tillman did, and made the ultimate sacrifice, killed by friendly fire in 2004. 1976, the Bicentennial, Dodger Stadium. Two protesters run onto the field, unfurl a flag, and prepare to burn it. Not with Cubs center fielder Rick Monday nearby. The former Marine Corps reservist runs over, grabs the flag, and makes the play of the day, any day. 1991, Gulf War. NHL All-Star Game, sold out Chicago Stadium. National anthem starts to ear-splitting cheers of support for the troops. Those cheers grow louder and louder as the anthem continues. That starts one of the coolest traditions in sport. 1991, Gulf War raging, Super Bowl 25 played with heightened security, fears of terrorism, and fans holding yellow ribbons. Whitney Houston sings the anthem to end all anthems. By the time four F-16s fly over, fans could not be prouder. And the 1980 Olympics in Lake Placid, a backdrop of confidence crisis, Cold War, and bad economy, sets the stage for what is arguably the greatest moment in American sports history. A group of college kids from Minnesota and Boston beat the best hockey team in the world. It wasn't the gold medal game, but it was the miracle on ice, and by the time Team USA won the gold, America had its swagger back.
Awesome, awesome moments right there. Keith,
If you paid any attention to social media this week, you've noticed all of the free agent signings in the NBA. The new motto for the league is, even if you're average, you'll be a millionaire. All the money being thrown around reminds me of a cartoon from my childhood, DuckTales. When Scrooge McDuck is swimming in money, it's ridiculous. Everyone is cashing in, including our man Harrison Barnes. $95 million coming his way. Whether that's with Dallas or Golden State, Barnes is getting paid. Mike Conley got paid. 5 years, $153 million. Yes, Mike Conley, who's never been an All-Star, just signed the richest contract in NBA history. There are only two other people who have made $30 million in one season. Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. You can add Mike Conley to that list. Tiger Woods' career earnings on the PGA Tour don't come close to Conley's contract. Woods earned $110 million on the course. Some other notable contracts from star players I'm sure you've heard of. Ryan Anderson, 4 years, $80 million from the Rockets. Evan Turner, the former Buckeye who now comes off the bench, $75 million from Portland. Timofey Mozgov, played 2 minutes a game in the finals. Two, gets $64 million from the Lakers. Heck, even Justin Hamilton, former Cyclone who transferred to LSU, signed a $6 million deal with the Nets. Hamilton didn't even play in the NBA last year. These contracts are crazy, but I don't blame the players. I'd take the money too. And it makes me wish I would have worked harder on my game when I was younger.
John, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah.
There's a couple of times today I would see a bulletin about some player being paid 40 or 50 million, and I couldn't remember who the player was.
Well, yeah, you think, A, who is that? And he's making what?
What?
And then you look up his stats, 8 points, 4 rebounds a game for like $50 million. Salary cap going up has turned the NBA into crazy.
Whatever
crazy
the market will bear, yeah. I guess, but it is nuts.
It's
Liz
funny.
Is in Urbandale, and standby Cubs fans. Liz says she knows the problem with the Cubs. Liz, solve it. What's the problem?
Long trip. Cubs are 4-6 through.
Liz, what's the problem with the Cubs?
Jake Arrieta's ass.
His ass?
Well, he is in the new body issue. Is
yeah.
That,
no, yeah, he was naked.
Yeah.
And you think that's the
yeah,
problem?
Yeah, that's the curse.
It's
that's
a curse.
Is that the new curse?
Of his body. He also has to get a tattoo. Did you know that, Liz?
No.
Yeah, he lost a bet on the College World Series.
Yeah.
And if Coastal Carolina beat Arrieta's TCU Horned Frogs,
yeah.
then he would have to get a tattoo of a chanticleer, which is a rooster. So maybe
yes,
Liz is onto something.
I used to live in South Carolina, but...
No, there you go. All right, thank you, Liz.
Now, where is he getting
Happy
that tattoo? That could be the main question.
Early.
Where is that tattoo going?
Well,
because he's buried it all on the issue, so where's it going on that body?
Here's the thing I learned, John. It's a black light tattoo. You only see it if you hold a black light up to it. That's a cop-out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's not a tattoo.
Did you even know there were black light tattoos?
No.
Well, I'll show you one during the break. It's time for lookalikes with a local connection, Old Spice. Directs. He also judges Louie in Des Moines. Louie's just getting to send these in on a regular basis. Let's see if he keeps it going. He thinks Winterset, Iowa native and movie legend John Wayne in his younger years looks like Woody from Toy Story. Old Spice twins? I'll bet you
like
Woody.
The hat.
I'll bet John Wayne was the inspiration. Eric Charter thinks Tim Neff from Southeast Polk. John, from the story you did.
The Mustache Mafia.
Yeah, looks like Jesse on Breaking Bad. Old Spice, twins?
That's a good one.
You hear that outside? That gets me all excited. Can't wait for What's Bugging Andy next. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Philip writes, keep on losing, Cubs. They usually start losing around the All-Star break. Go Cardinals. This may not surprise you. Andy likes fireworks.
Fireworks, though, are not bugging Andy.
Not bugging him, no.
The 4th of July holiday is meant to be one of the great times of every calendar year, with its warm weather and parades, barbecues, and of course, the celebration of America's independence. But for me, this time is about something else. It's about coming to grips with the fact that I am still an impulsive, unrealistic, destructive, unsophisticated, childish lush when it comes to fireworks. When somebody shows me a pack of bottle rockets, I get all happy. I get all stupid, goofy, nutty. I mean, I get like my son Eddie when someone opens the freezer and he spots the new box of popsicles. If fireworks were Oreos, I'd have grown blue fur and googly eyes by now. I love them. Fireworks strike a primeval chord with me, like they do with many people. They involve fire and explosions and jet propulsion, and most of all, they're forbidden. That might be the best part. They make you happy enough to laugh, but you know, it's one of those menacing laughs like Ray Liotta's. Fireworks have a side of danger to them, but it's one of those exciting kinds of dangers, like riding a bike with no hands. I have a friend whose older brother lost an eye to fireworks, but that has affected me exactly zero. Look, I know that's wrong, but I can't help it, man. I'm from Missouri. It's what we do. It's our contribution to American culture. That and cheap cigarettes. We have got black cats and moon travelers in our blood, people. Missourians, we laugh at our neighbors from Iowa and Illinois, you panty-waisted pretenders with your snakes and sparklers. Please accept this token of our pity. The fireworks stores in Missouri don't even have names on them. They don't have to tell you what they're all about. You look inside the store to find out, they'll say look outside the store. If other people can blame their vices on culture and addiction, well then I feel excused to do the same thing. I'm Andy Fales and I like fireworks. Mock if you will. But that's what's bugging me. Happy 4th of July.
Andy does a really good fireworks sound effect too. That was pretty impressive.
Really good, yeah.
Where will RVTV roll the week of Iowa State, Iowa football game? We release the route. It's coming up next on Sound Off. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation, in regards to trading Derrick Rose and then the Bulls signing Rajon Rondo, it's been reported. Matt writes, so trade one off-injured point guard for an even older off-injured point guard that's been a malcontent on every team he's been on. That should go well.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Rondo's got talent, but
when he plays and actually plays, he's a good player.
Fred Hoiberg's pretty good at handling guys, or he was in college.
They did do
sometimes
that.
Sometimes have
sure.
Trouble. Who's in your five? Here we go. RVTV 2016.
Where are we starting?
Day five. We're starting with number five here. This will be Monday, day one. This is a holiday. We're going to start in the great town of Winterset.
John Wayne.
That'll be a party. Yeah, he looks
the
like
birthplace.
Woody from Toy Story, I'm told. Tuesday, for the first time, we go to Mount Air. Mount Air has been asking for RVTV for a few years, and we're happy to go to Mount Air, and we're told it's going to be a blast.
And the good thing is we can just hop across the border, get some fireworks while we're there.
And we will. Wednesday, John, we're going to Sheraton.
Another new one.
Yes, Sheraton. Debut in Sheraton. Get ready, Sheraton. Thursday, we return to Albia, one of the great RVTV towns in history.
Speaking
Some
of fireworks.
Say the greatest. Yeah.
Speaking of fireworks.
Oh, yeah. We had fireworks live on the air last time as somebody proposed. We'll find out if they're still together. I hope they are.
Yeah.
I'll bet they are.
Fingers crossed.
And Friday, Bondurant. Yes, we're going to Bondurant. Chris Williams lobbied for this for 12 years.
And they've also got the new football stadium, which we can showcase. Great new look for them. So that'll be fun.
It's mostly Cyclone Fanatics' Chris Williams, though. He really pushed for this.
That
he claims
true.
This will be the greatest stop of all time. And he says we're sleeping in a haunted middle school.
He says Bondurant's the best city in the country. Do you think that's true?
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, he's said a lot of things. We'll see if any of them are true. And then, Saturday in Iowa City.
That should be fun. Sure. Night game. Don't forget the night game between the two rivals.
Night game. Look out. All right. That'll be a lot like July 4th in your neighborhood, perhaps. let's get it going here with Marty in Des Moines. Marty, welcome to Sound Off. Happy Independence Day.
Thanks a lot, guys. Happy Independence Day to you.
Thank you.
Three things tonight. I want to thank Channel 13 for being over at the IndyCar test, the Iowa Speedway, last Wednesday. That's a big time coming up this weekend.
That'll be fun.
Also, want to give a big shout-out to the folks at Iowa Corn. They are one of the longest-standing sponsors of IndyCar. I think second only to Toyota Long Beach and Toyota Grand Prix in Long Beach. And for anybody in the area, if you at all like racing, boy, I'll tell you what, you go over there Saturday and Sunday and watch these IndyCar guys, they are the pro drivers. We all like our NASCAR, and those guys run around the track about 26 seconds a lap. IndyCar does it in 17 seconds a lap. You won't believe it. It's the most fun racing ever. It's always a good time. Head over to the Iowa Speedway.
Man, Marty getting it done.
That was like a commercial for the race coming up. Man, they need to hire Marty out there.
I agree with Marty.
It's fun.
I enjoy the racing out at Iowa Speedway, but my favorite race is the Iowa Corn 300. I like the up and down on the track, the in and out. They move so quickly, a lot of passing, very exciting race. It'd be, if you haven't been to races before, this would be a great one to start on because it's action-packed.
Have you taken a ride in an Indy car? I rode in the two-seater. Couple years ago.
I want a roof. I want a roof on any car I'm riding.
It feels weird because it feels like you're sitting on the cement when you're going around.
No, thank you, John. More Sound Off straight ahead. We'll get you ready for the fourth with Face Off and the Sound Off Send Off. Thanks for staying up late with us for a holiday. We know you're going to start the day early. Email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. So let me get this straight. John Lester pitches 1 1/3 innings, gives up 8 runs, and backup catcher Miguel Montero pitches 1 1/3 innings and gives up just 1 run. The Cubs are falling apart. Tank and Sheraton. Sheraton.
We're going to be there.
We're going there for RVTV.
Hopefully we see Tank.
Tank, come on out. Say hello. That's a long way away. Hopefully we'll be alive.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, we'll still be together. Hopefully, John, you won't be fired yet.
Man, it's 4th of July. Geez, time for a face-off, 4th of July edition. Keith, fair to say the best symbol for Independence Day is the American flag.
Yes.
Stars and stripes, the red, white, and blue flying on so many houses.
Yeah, we're flying the flag. It's tradition. Fly that flag. We fly it every day, but everyone should fly it on the 4th.
Now, these other 4th of July traditions are debatable as to whether people actually enjoy them. Parades. I live in Urbandale, so we attend what has to be the largest 4th of July parade in the state.
No
joke.
In the world.
It lasts hours and stretches at least 5 miles.
Did you see that video Andy sent out today?
Yes. It goes forever.
People are setting up this afternoon.
Yeah, people set up a night before, a day before. It's essentially turned into just a free advertising platform for every business, politician, and church. But on the other side, my kids love running for that free candy that they just throw on the street.
They do.
And it wears them out, so I'm kind of okay with parades.
I get it. You have young kids. Mm-hmm. In our neighborhood, the fire department sends one truck, and the little kids walk or bike behind the truck around the block. Takes about 10 minutes. Perfect parade.
Another staple of the 4th, fireworks. I used to love fireworks as a kid, but now as an adult, I feel I've seen everything a fireworks show could possibly offer. Bang, 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 everything. My kids enjoy them, but if I miss it, it's not the end of the world.
My dad was in a bad fire as a kid, so we were made to fear fireworks. I thought a sparkler could burn my face off. So I'm still fascinated by fireworks, but only watching, not holding.
That brings us to block parties, the annual gathering of neighbors that barely talk to each other.
What? That might be your neighborhood.
No, I feel like block parties are slowly fading away. I've got great neighbors, but people are so busy now, everyone just kind of does their own thing. They're just a rarity, block parties, but they are a good excuse to eat and drink beer while throwing bean bags into a hole.
Our hood throws a great block party, and I love it. Hope it never goes away. We also have a fireworks display that is highly... I better not talk about that.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Okay. Finally, the annual hot dog eating contest. I love this. I love it.
You would.
I think it's incredible how many hot dogs these people can eat. Now, what devouring as many hot dogs in 10 minutes has to do with America's freedom? I don't know, but I love watching this disgusting show.
I don't. It makes me sick to my stomach to watch these guys throwing 60 hot dogs into their stomachs. They're throwing up in their own mouths and swallowing it back. I'll watch you eat during sound off, but that's about it.
Bring on the dogs.
Over under, John.
Overrated. Now, this is some stuff that you have at some block parties. Coleslaw. Never been a huge fan. It's at every party. Underrated. Cheesy potatoes. Love them. This should be the party side dish of America.
I'm not a big fan of those cheesy potatoes.
What?
No, and I do like coleslaw. I think you have these backwards.
Oh,
that's the way it plays out to me.
Are you American?
I am American. I'm proud to be an American. Oh, hey.
All right. I can only stand one more minute of this, and then I want my butt Neely now or in a minute.
All right. Quick call from Ron and Boone. Ron, easy. Tiny Ref's fired up. Ron, go ahead.
Okay.
Ron?
Are we still there?
Yep. Still here.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Great, Ron. How are you?
I just wanted to let you know I was walking down the street in Boone, Iowa today wearing my old Jerry West uniform.
That's a good throwback.
And I got offered $50,000.
Did you take it?
No, I will have to give up my corrections job. I don't want to do that.
Okay, good. We're glad, Ron. Cheezer, you'll get the final words. Gonna have to be quick, Cheezer. Just say hi to everybody.
Hey, happy 4th of July, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're great, Cheezer. Thank you. That'll do it for us. We're back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off, send off. Enjoy your Independence Day.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.